You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Torchwood contains adult and disturbing material, which we strongly advise is not suitable for younger listeners.
Nye? It's 8 a.m. Nye, could you turn it down?
That's not going to get you anywhere, is it?
What time did he get in?
A few minutes ago. He's working nights at the minute, I think.
Well, the rest of us don't. What does he even do again?
No idea.
Nye! Sod it. What's the point? You haven't got any paracetamol, have you?
Hungover.
I was out last night.
When are you not? Smoking too. Just not in the house, okay? We'll lose our deposit.
Ellie, I doubt anybody would give a shit.
I'm only saying.
Painkillers.
Sorry, none at all. Just, you know, push in your temples, that'll help. If you want to shower, there's no hot water.
Is there anything we do have?
Someone from the council. He's in the kitchen. Says he won't be long.
Well, what does he want?
Some kind of inspection? How should I know? I'm going for a run.
Hey, you're just going to leave me with it?
Well, I did do the phone guy the other week.
I'm going to be late.
That's not my problem.
Ellie!
Another thing. Stop eating all my granola. Don't bloody think I haven't noticed.
Bitch. Hey, mate, how long is this going to take?
Oh, I reckon you'll be finished in about an hour.
Coffee or anything?
No thanks. Targets, you know the drill. I'm Owen, by the way.
Right. Claire, it's me. I'm going to be late. You'll have to do the first viewing at Argyle Street, the crap place. They're students, they won't care. Call me when you get this. Bye.
Estate agent?
Temporarily. For heaven's sake!
Is milk off?
Nobody ever bloody checks.
Oh, what is that smell?
The drains, it's fine, it comes and goes. What did you say you were inspecting again?
Oh, this and that. You know, I need to look around the rest of the house.
Can you make it quick? I'm late for work.
Oh, yeah, I gathered. Leaving room. Through here, then.
Sure, I only bought that the other day. Sam, honey, sorry, I should have called you back last night. No, I'm still in the flat. Not for long, though. What do you mean? No, we've had all the injections. No, I don't think you can get consumption anymore, babe. At least not in South America. Just focus on packing.
I'm heading upstairs to the bedroom now.
Sam? Hey, listen, I'll call you back. Right. Wait a minute! Why do you need to look up there?
Oh, well, it saves me having to come back again, doesn't it? I'll tell you what, you're the estate agent. Why don't you give me the guided tour?
Fine.
That your boyfriend on the phone just now?
I don't think that's actually any of your business.
Sorry.
So, the downstairs you've already seen could do with a paint job, touch of rising damp.
And upstairs, bedrooms. End one's pretty cramped.
Aren't you supposed to say bijou?
Cramped. Bathroom's on the right, no mod cons.
Right. Next floor up?
That's Ellie's room, the little princess. I don't remember seeing anything from the council about this. Aren't you supposed to make an appointment or something?
Not my department. Right. Can I look around?
All right, you can start in there.
But isn't your flatmate still in? Ah, I see. Excuse me! Hello?
Nye, it's the council! Complaints about the music!
What, seriously?
Yeah, it's absolute shit. Hi, I'm Owen.
He needs to look around.
Does he have to do it now?
It won't take a moment.
We do pay council tax. In case he asks.
It's in with the rent. Have you dyed your hair?
It's been like this a month.
Huh, really? I like it. While I've got you...
If it's about the toilet, it isn't me.
Nye, you're the only one who pisses standing up. And no, as a matter of fact, it wasn't the toilet. The music. Do you think you could keep it down a little? The walls in this place are paper thin.
Right, all done. Nothing to see in there.
I like your Bluetooth earpiece thing. That must have set you back a bomb.
Do you mind if I get on with the...
Sure.
Right. Hey! You can't leave my room like this. You've torn it apart.
Yeah, sorry. I can't really tell the difference. Bathroom. This one, yeah?
I mean, well, he does have a point.
Did you see his ID?
I'm not going to let him wander around the house on his own now, am I?
Hey! If he really is from the council, tell him to sort out the sodding drains.
Are you almost done?
The mould. Is it always this bad?
When it's Nye's turn to clean the bathroom, yes.
Best take a sample, just in case. So it's just the three of you then? How did that come about, you uni friends?
Shared accommodation, mate.
You like them?
What do you think?
So, why'd you say?
The rent's cheap enough for what you get. I'm saving up.
Right. For travelling, right? South America.
How do you know that?
You're loud on the phone.
Not that loud. But, yeah, moving out at the end of the month. Doubt they'll even notice I'm gone.
Right. Okay, that is a positive match.
Match for what?
Oh, I better take another quick look downstairs again.
Hey, wait a minute. What's going on with the bloody mould?
Well, I'm still figuring that out.
Are you from environmental health or something?
A little bit higher up than that. What's under the stairs?
The water tank.
Sorry, I need to be 100% sure.
It's not Legionnaires, is it? You can get it from boilers. Or asbestos? Really, I wouldn't be surprised.
It's not Legionnaires. This is stuck.
The wood's warped. You really need to pull...
Antique, isn't it?
Immersion, if we're lucky it even works. Which reminds me, hot water.
Ah, kitchen. Right, must be coming from in there.
This really isn't helping my hangover.
No, I don't get it. I just don't get it. There's definitely spores, so it should be here.
Look, mate, I've had enough of this. What's going on? Are we in danger?
Not if I can find the source in time.
Source. It's mould. It grows in the damp.
Yeah, this is not just any old mould. If it gets out of control, it will be totally lethal.
Lethal? Really? I mean, I know it can give you pneumonia, but...
Look, we can go round the houses with this where I make up something and you constantly question me, but we haven't got time for that. So, it's alien. It's genetically engineered. Now, can I get on with what I am doing, please?
Alien. Alien mould. Okay, you've wasted enough of my day. I'm late, I'm hungry, and my head is pounding. Out of my house.
Oi, hang on.
Out! You heard!
Listen, I'm serious.
There's the door.
I mean, I don't have time for this.
Neither do I, pal, so bugger off!
You are making a mistake.
Am I? Idiot. Nye, you were right. The guy was a nutter. Says we've got mould from outer space. We're out of milk. Can you pick some up? Hang on, I'll see what else we need. I'll pay you back. Oh, my God. Hey, Ewan! Oh.
It's Owen.
Right. Were you just going to stand here all day?
Oh, I figured it wouldn't take too long for something to turn up.
Oh, it's in the fridge.
Right. Come on. Let me see. So, what have you got?
It's covered in mould. Everything, look, the whole inside.
Oh, okay, nice. And it wasn't like this earlier?
No, it bloody wasn't.
So, in about 10 minutes, absolute tops, everything in here has completely decayed. Ah, bingo.
This is what you were looking for, then?
No, but it's enough to make me very worried. The floor in here didn't creak before, did it?
I couldn't give a toss about the floor right now.
There's a flat under here?
Yeah, the landlords. Creepy old bastards always breathing down our necks.
I think we should move back towards the door. Come on. Slowly, carefully.
Why?
I thought the source was somewhere in here, but it isn't. It's blocking our reading somehow.
Camouflage?
More like radar jamming.
So where the hell is it?
I think it's underneath us.
What makes you think that?
Because it's rotting the lino around your feet.
Oh. Oh, man.
Okay, it's not just the lino then, it's the floorboards too. Stay still.
Oh, it's not going to collapse, is it?
It's all right, don't panic. Now, come towards me, really slowly. That's it, you're doing great.
Owen, that's not really helping. Owen!
It's okay, I've got you, okay? I am not going to let you. Okay, how about if I lower you down? I think we should probably take a look down there anyway. Okay, yeah, change of plan. Brace yourself.
Get off me.
I'm sorry. You broke my fall. Oh, well, that could have gone a lot worse.
How?
Nothing broken. How about you?
Don't think so. No.
Here, let me see.
It's fine. It's just a scratch.
That's quite a hole.
The mould did that?
Yeah, well, at least we didn't bring the whole house down with us.
It smells disgusting down here.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
What are you looking for?
Light switch. Ah, light switch. Whoa, okay. Blimey. Then you thought the fridge was bad.
It's everywhere. I think I'm going to be sick.
Here, put this on.
A surgical mask? What use is that going to be?
Well, you don't want the spores getting into your lungs, do you?
What about Mr. Wilkinson?
Who?
Wilco, the landlord, the person who lives here.
I reckon we'll find him soon enough.
But if this stuff is toxic...
Priorities, Seren. Please. Right.
Gloves too?
Yeah, I'm not taking any chances.
So where's mine?
Better not touch anything, had you?
Thanks. So is this an invasion?
Why is it that when you say the word alien, the first thing people think is invasion?
Okay, so what is it then?
Look, you know what would be helpful right now if you looked around?
What am I supposed to be looking for?
See if you can find the landlord. I knew they should have sent out Tosh for this.
Tosh?
And don't touch anything. I really mean it.
Yeah, sure.
Seren, quietly. This thing's been trying to stay under the radar. I'd say it might try and keep it that way.
How?
Defense systems. Weapons.
Great.
It's dark in here.
Then turn on the light.
I tried. It's dead. Are you sure this is safe?
Honestly, probably not a lot.
Sorry, cupboard door fell off.
Mr. Wilkinson? Sorry, we just dropped in. There's a giant hole in our kitchen floor. Mr. Wilkinson? Is that you up ahead? Shit!
What happened?
I just slipped. It's the carpet that's slick with this crap. Mr. Wilkinson?
What part of quietly did you not understand?
What is it?
I think you found Mr. Wilkinson.
Oh, no. Oh.
His body is almost completely decomposed. Look, it should take months to get into that state. How long since you saw him last?
I don't know.
Any kind of contact? A call? Anything?
A note. A note a few days ago said we were using up too much gas. Has he been down here like this ever since?
No, he can't have been. We've only been tracking this thing a few hours.
So, in just a few hours, should we call the police?
Yeah, I think it's a little beyond them now.
The smell.
You all right?
I've got to get out. Owen, please.
Wait. Can you hear that? It's coming from up ahead.
Mr. Wilkinson. I'm sorry.
Right, I think we've found your problem, darling. Looks like it isn't the drains after all.
What is it?
A pump.
A what?
A pump. I'm not sure what they're really called. That's just the name we've given to them.
You've seen one before, then?
No, not this big. Usually we've got to them way before now.
It's weird. It's like it's there, but somehow not.
It's only partway through the rift.
What?
It doesn't matter. All you need to know is the other half is somewhere else, and it shouldn't really be here at all.
Is it alive?
No. Well, it's semi-organic. It's a processing plant.
What?
Look, it sends out the mould, which makes things decay, and the pump sends the output back through the rift.
Output?
It's fuel. It's very efficient. If I can't shut it down, it might never stop. Now, can you stop with the questions, please? I'm gonna need your help. Hold this.
Ow! What the hell was that for?
It's just a DNA sample. I'm hoping they'll think you own the place.
You're giving the aliens my DNA?
Do you want to die, Saren? Then let me finish, okay?
Saren! Are you in there? There's a great big hole in the floor. Did you know about this?
It's Nye.
For the love of God.
I'm going in.
No, don't go in. Oh, God.
Hey! Anybody down here? This is weird.
Shut him up quickly. Go on, hurry up.
All right, I'm going.
This place is a right old mess. Hey, where's Wilco?
Nye, you've got to be quiet.
What are you doing down here?
No, don't come in.
Bloody hell. What is that? And why are you wearing masks?
Good job, Saren. Very well done.
Well, don't blame me. Oh my God! What is going on? Is it going to explode?
It's probably the defense systems I was on about.
I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, back through the kitchen.
But not the front door.
You are staying in the building.
What? Why?
Just do as he says. What about you?
Yeah, well, I haven't finished yet. You had one job, Owen. One fucking job.
What are you doing?
I'm sending a signal.
Leave it! We've got to get out of here! Owen!
If I don't send it, we're totally screwed. Do you understand that?
Hey! I need a leg up!
Well, I'm not helping him.
Nye, hang on!
Sent, I think. It's the best I can do.
It's growing! Owen, I saw it grow!
I think we better call it a day. Don't you?
Come on then, give us a hand.
Seriously, you still haven't climbed up there?
I'm short.
Then use a bloody chair.
All right, smart arse.
Get up there. Right. Me next, then I'll pull you through.
What about the landlord?
What about him? He's a goner.
So we're just going to leave his body down here?
There is no time. Right. Saren, come on. Get on the chair.
Damn it!
Right, it's okay. But grab my arm.
You're heavier than you look.
Oh, piss off!
No, mate. I can do with a hand. Die! Oh, never mind. Right, can you get a grip on the floor?
No!
Come on!
Owen!
Okay. 3, 2, 1, and...
How fat lot of good you were.
What did you expect me to do?
Well, not leave her hanging through the hole in the floor. She's your bloody housemate.
Oh, fine. I'm sorry.
Owen?
Hey. Still hanging in there?
Oh, my shoulder hurts.
Yeah, you got caught in the shockwave. I had to give you a little bit of a tug.
Where's my mask on?
I think we're beyond that now.
Do you think we can get out of here before the rest of the floor collapses?
Might not actually be a bad idea. Need a hand up?
No, I'll manage, thanks.
All right, come on. Hurry up!
He's a charmer, that one.
Close the door. That might help stop spread. No one goes in there. Understood?
Okay. So, what's going on?
Saren, fill him in for me.
I don't bloody know.
Oh, okay. Okay, just wait in the living room. I'll explain in a minute.
But that's right above the pump.
Yeah, it's not going to bring the ceiling down on top of itself, is it? 2 secs.
Where are you going now?
I need to check a few things out.
There better be compensation for this. Wilco will make us cover the cost.
Wilco's dead.
Oh. I guess we're not getting our deposit back then.
That's not funny, Nye.
Sorry.
Oh, God.
So, how did he die?
He was lying there, rotting. If the floor hadn't collapsed, we might have never found him.
We'd have figured out something was wrong soon enough.
Would we?
Yeah. The smell.
The drains.
Is that... Oh. Right. It does make you think. If one of us died, would the others even know?
The music would give it away.
You're always going on about my bloody music.
Nye, this really isn't the time.
No, come on. Let's have it. What's wrong with it?
Nothing, really. But does it have to be so loud?
Well, it drowns out you on the phone to him. Oh, hi, Sam. Hi.
You're eavesdropping, then.
Eavesdropping? I can't bloody avoid it.
Have you heard anything else?
I know you're going travelling to South America.
Oh, shit. I said I'd call Sam back.
Well, don't mind me.
No signal? That's weird.
Right. I've got bad news for you both.
The mould?
There's spores all over the house.
What does that mean?
You didn't get far with the explanation, did you? Right. In a nutshell. Big alien thing making lots of mould. Probably going to kill us all if I can't stop it.
Alien?
No, it's not an invasion.
He says it's processing some kind of fuel.
Like coal? Or oil?
It's like a compost heap, right? Think of it in terms of illegal land grab. It's not supposed to be processing here. Not where there's an actual population.
But we found it out.
Yeah, it's not going to like that. I'm really not looking forward to what it does next.
You said it had defences.
It does. I think it's about time I call for backup. Tosh, it's Owen. Tosh, come in. Tosh? Ah, damn it. He's dead. I've lost the hub. Right, phone. Saren, phone. I need your phone.
There isn't a signal.
The pump's cut us off.
Can it really do that?
That's alien technology. It can do what it likes. Landline?
Over there, by the telly.
Oh, that's dead too.
Compost? Wait, you said the landlord was rotting. What does it use to make this fuel?
Anything organic.
But that includes us.
I'm getting out of here.
No, you can't.
You just bloody try and stop me.
I think I might be with Nye on this.
You haven't been listening. Either of you. It is everywhere, okay? Including us.
That mould. It's on me.
It's on all of us. And if it gets out, it'll keep spreading, okay? We have to contain it until it shuts down.
So what about Ellie? She went out for a run about half an hour ago.
Oh, God. I've got all about her. Bloody fantastic. Let's go chat to Typhoid Mary.
Oh, you're still here?
Yeah, Ellie, right?
I thought you'd finished off by now. Oh, smells really foul. Is it coming from the kitchen?
Yeah, little problem. I'd stay out of there for now.
Ellie?
I suppose you can go now, Saren. I'll wait until he's done.
No, it's all right.
But you said you'd be late.
You've been out running, then? How far did you go?
About 6K, I think, today.
6 whole kilometres.
I know, my time's getting better. Do you run too?
Yeah, quite a lot.
Oh, I need a shower. Did you put the water on?
Yeah, but Ellie...
Oh, great. Can I jump in first? I'm dripping with sweat from head to toe.
Ellie!
Won't be long.
6 kilometres. So much for containment.
Shouldn't we tell her what's going on?
Oh, what's the use? I doubt she'd listen. Besides, with any luck, she won't need to know.
Your signal to the pump?
If it even got through. I thought we'd have got a response by now.
So, if we stop the pump, the mold becomes harmless?
Guys! The telly's being really weird. Oh.
You're watching telly in the middle of all this?
I wanted to see if there was something on the news.
Right, so, what's he doing?
That. On every channel.
It's maybe some kind of interference. Like with the phones, there's a rhythm to it. Anyone else hear that?
The air's getting really stuffy in here.
Decomposition, it's giving off gases. They must be starting to seep from downstairs. Have you got a radio or something?
Yeah, sure.
Right, turn it on then.
It's the same pattern. Owen?
Yeah, bear with. I'm a little bit busy.
Owen, there's mould spreading over the wallpaper.
Oh, Christ. It's peeling off the walls.
How long do you reckon this process takes?
Not very long. Right, here, help me get the back off this thing.
Wait, you're going to take our telly apart?
There's nothing unusual that I can see.
Ow!
Now... Why did you do that?
Did it just...
Yes, don't touch anything electrical.
Why?
Oh, shit!
Ellie!
Saren, I've almost been scalded to death.
Yeah, I reckon she's all right.
How long did you leave the immersion on? I'll bet you the thermostat's gone again. Why am I the only one to deal with this crap? Oh, I cannot wait until you're gone.
Wait, does she know I'm travelling too?
They're really thin walls.
Hang on. Where did she just go?
Under the stairs. She's going to check out the tank.
Right, wait. The tank is electric, right?
I can't see anything. The tank's scorching hot. Right.
Ellie, come out of there. Listen to me.
Shut it. We'll have to call an engineer.
God, get it.
Guys, are you holding the door?
What's going on?
It's not moving.
Oh, let me try.
Seriously, Saren, just stop messing around. I'm only wearing a towel in here.
Look, the mould, it's warping the wood.
The pump's doing this?
It controls the mould.
So what about the electrics?
Look, it creates energy, doesn't it? So what's to say it can't take control of ours?
Oh, the interference on the telly. Defence systems.
We have to get her out of there.
Saren, what's he saying, Saren?
Right. Ellie, I promise we're doing all that we can.
Push hard from the inside.
What the hell do you think I'm doing?
Just get me out!
Shut up!
Guys, the telly's going mental.
Come on, give us a hand! We're gonna break down the door! Tank's about to blow!
What? Ellie! No!
Get down! Saren!
Ellie! Ellie!
She's still alive. We have to help her.
No, listen. There's nothing we can do.
But she's still
alive. Saren, look.
Oh, God.
It's horrible.
It's rapid decomposition. I think the pump has started to accelerate.
That's what's going to happen to us.
We should have got her out.
Saren, we tried.
I can't watch this anymore.
Right, come on. Let's get away from here.
Oh, but Jesus! The mold!
Oh.
Look at it go!
It's everywhere.
What the hell?
Oh, shit. Oh,
it's blowing the light bulbs.
Right, upstairs. Now, come on! Well, go on, run!
Oh, no, we're going to die. We're all going to die.
Oh, no, are you all right?
Oh, I fell in it.
Sunshine, come on, hurry it up. Right, in there! In there! Right. Well, that's got to go for a start. Anything electrical, throw it out.
Telly, the lamps as well.
All of it. We've got to make this room secure. Not out of the window. We've got to keep containment. Into the hall. All right? Right. There's nothing we can do about the ceiling light.
You really think a door's going to stop that stuff? It's eating through the floorboards.
Have you got any better ideas? You sure that's everything?
Nye, anything else? Owen?
Nye, mate. Come on. We need your help.
It's on my hands. I got it on my hands. You saw what I did to her. I've got to get off. How the hell do I get off?
Nye. Snap out of it.
But it's on my skin.
It's all right. Listen to me. Okay, you can't get it off. I'm sorry, mate.
No.
The mould is not going to start with us. Okay? It'll go for the dead stuff. Easy to digest, you know. Food. Wood, you know.
You're sure about that?
Yeah, of course I am. Best thing you can do is stay alive. You get what I'm saying?
Think so, yes.
Right. Now, anything electrical we haven't found?
No.
You sure?
Oh, there's some game consoles at the back of the wardrobe, I think. But they're not plugged in.
Right, well, check for me. Thoroughly. Okay? Just in case.
Well, if you've broken my CD player...
I will buy you a new one. Attaboy. Right.
Ellie was alive. You lied to him.
Saren, he's on the edge. Let's not remind him of that.
So, what are we supposed to do now?
We wait. We're bound to get some sort of response soon.
From the pump?
From whatever's controlling it.
You see, I still don't follow you there. You sent a sample of my DNA because you think they'll recognise me as the owner.
I hope they will.
But I'm not. That was Wilco. Mr. Wilkinson.
Yeah, you're thinking of this in human terms. Contracts, deeds, that sort of thing. These guys are aliens, right? They don't work like that. Your DNA is all over the house. There's skin particles, even the air that you've breathed.
Like proof of occupation, you're claiming squatters' rights.
Yeah, if you like.
And they're trying to kill us because they don't like the claim?
Well, look, maybe it's a test to see if you're really sticking around, or maybe they really hate claimants.
But why choose me, not Ellie or Nye?
You were there.
I see. Has anybody ever told you you're a grade A dick?
Probably, yeah.
Oh, Christ.
What?
Nye?
My gums are bleeding. My teeth, they're loose.
Oh, God. Owen, look at him.
They're all of them loose. Oh, see? I can pull them right out of my head.
Stop that. You'll only make it worse.
Okay, come on. Let's maybe move out of here.
I'm rotting. The mold is rotting me.
Okay.
Move it, come on!
I can't, I can't!
Lean on me. That's it.
It's dark.
I think it's blown all the lights.
Here, I've got a lighter.
That won't do much good. Bloody hell.
It's festering. The whole of the landing.
I've seen enough.
I can't see anything.
What do you mean?
Oh, don't look at his eyes, Sarah.
What? What is it?
The bathroom. Come on, let's get to the bathroom.
She'll step. The carpet is slippy.
Saren, I don't have the strength.
Oh, come on, you can do this. No, it's going to be fine.
Bollocks. It isn't going to be fine. My hair is falling out.
Oh, and do you want to maybe give me a hand?
Look, if you can't make it, you should have left him behind. I'm sorry.
He's right. What's the use? I don't want to die.
He's coming. If I have to bloody carry him. Come on, get up!
It's caught.
On what?
I don't know.
Whoa!
What was that?
I felt something crawling on my leg. Why can't I see?
I don't like this one little bit.
Whoa!
Owen, the lighter! Give me the lighter! Jesus! The wiring!
It's wrapped around his leg! Okay, we need to move!
Not without Nai.
Oh, God. Whoa!
Darren, they're pulling at me!
Come on! Owen, I can't do this on my own!
All right, if we both pull together, come on!
They're ripping themselves from the walls!
Whoa. Move! Just move!
We can't leave him like this.
No, don't leave me, Sarah. Please.
He is dead already.
I'm not bloody leaving him.
You don't even know him.
Sarah.
Get in there. Get in there.
Bastard. You bloody bastard. You've left him out there to die.
What else could I have done?
I don't know.
There's not many electrics in here. Maybe the tiles will help slow the mould.
Owen, nowhere is safe. Did you not see? The wiring is literally ripping itself from the walls.
Well, I haven't got any other ideas, do you? Do you fancy dying like that, do you? Really?
And how do we get out of this?
Give it time.
DNA, signals, squatters' rights. It doesn't give a shit about any of that.
You finished? You feel any better?
No, I bloody don't. I feel sick.
Nauseous. Yes, I feel like that too.
It's the mould. It's eating us, isn't it?
No.
Who are you trying to kid? Nai could feel it. A walking bloody corpse. You know what he said earlier? If one of us died, would the others even know or care?
I thought that was how you wanted it.
Not anymore. You were right. I didn't know him or Ellie at all.
Maybe it's better that way.
You think? We're going to die, aren't we?
No, we're not.
Owen.
Yeah, we might.
Sam. I wish I could call him. I wish I could just...
What would you even say to him?
I don't know. That I'm going off with somebody else.
Unexpected.
I'd prefer him pissed off than heartbroken. Your turn then. Tosh, the one you tried to call. What would you say to them if you could?
Tosh? I'd say... I really don't know. Oh.
So much for the tiles slowing the spread.
Okay, come on. Into the bathtub. Might have better luck with the enamel.
I'm a bit woozy.
Look, come on. I'll help you up. Come on! Right. Might need a bit of retiling after this. What is it?
Oh, my scratch. When the floor collapsed, it's starting to fester.
Oh, God, yeah, it is. At least your hair's not falling out. I needed a trim anyway.
I'm cold.
Come here. Come on. You think your boyfriend will be all right with this?
He's not going to find out. I'm tired.
Oh, no, 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 you don't. Come on, then. Come on, estate agent. Sell this place.
What?
Come on, you heard. So how would you describe it?
It's a doer-upper. A real doer-upper. I've rented out tons like this.
Estate agents never listen to a word they say.
Owen!
No, Saren. Saren, stay awake. I should have kept you out of this.
What's that noise?
Ah, it's the scanner. Saren, we've got a response. Right.
Dear Owen, we're sorry to inform you that...
Shush, I've got to work this out. Okay. Right. We've got to get to the pump. They want to confirm your DNA.
Now? But, Owen, that's two floors down. I don't think I have the strength for that.
You're going to have to find it, Saren. You don't have a choice. It isn't just me and you who'll die.
But...
Look, Ellie ran for 6 kilometres, right? Everyone on that route's at risk.
I don't even know them. Oh, no, we've got to do something.
Right, come on. Come on, put your arm around my neck. Now, lean on me. Okay. You ready?
No.
Okay. Come on.
It's quiet.
I know. I'm not sure I like it.
Where's Nye? Where's all the thrashing wires and stuff?
Maybe they've decided to give us a break.
Or maybe it's a trap.
Well, let's take advantage of it while we can. If I am hurt or killed, you keep going. Right now, all that matters is keeping you alive, okay?
I don't think I can do this.
Well, take it slow. Well, not too slow.
Oh,
it's all right, I've got you. No, don't look.
But what did I slip on? That was Nye. Owen, that was Nye.
I said don't look.
That staircase isn't going to hold.
Okay, well, we'll get to the ground floor a lot quicker then, won't we? It's all right. Keep holding me.
And what have you for?
Try not to flatten me. Right. Careful where you step. The floor's crumbling.
How do we get down?
How do you think?
You're having a laugh. You want us to jump?
Down through the hole in the kitchen again. It's not that big a drop. Come on.
Look, what do I even have to do down there?
Here, take the scanner.
And then what?
Press here, right? You'll have to touch the pump.
Won't it try to kill me?
It already is. Right, they're getting impatient.
Hey, wait.
Look, what is it now?
This is like a signature, isn't it?
Something like that, yeah.
No way, I'm not signing until I've read the contract.
Seriously?
I write these things, Owen. There's always small prints, clauses, catches, limitations.
Look, this isn't my idea. How should I know?
And what if there's repercussions for me?
Oh, you know what? Don't worry. I'll do it myself. Give me that.
But there can't be enough of your DNA.
So I'd say we're all going to rot to death. But you know what? At least there won't be repercussions for you. Whoa!
Owen, don't!
But you know your trouble, don't you, Saren? Everything has to be about you. And that's why you didn't know your housemates. You never even tried.
Hey, that's unfair! Owen! Owen! Oh, for God's sake.
I thought that would do the job.
You tricked me.
No, I meant every word.
Tosh has my sympathy.
Well, so does Sam. You got your second win though, yeah, right?
Give me that thing. Well, are you coming?
Carefully. If it is a trap, they're going to spring it here.
Okay. Here we go.
No. Saren, wait. Wait.
Oh, the bloody wires. How do we get over there?
Right. I've got an idea.
What the bloody hell are you trying to do?
I'm trying to bring the ceiling down. Look, the beams are rotting through. Come on, you bloody stupid blaming thing.
Owen! You did it! It's coming down!
Ow! Ah!
Owen!
Oh, my leg. My leg. I think I've broken it.
Oh, it's trapped. It's under a beam. Let me try to... I don't have the strength.
Sorry. Just get on with it. We're nearly out of time.
This is really going to work.
Well, if it doesn't, at least we tried.
Okay. This is my home, mate. What do you think you're playing at? I've hardly classed this as wear and tear. You've left this place in a right bloody state. Time we kicked you out. Go on. You heard me. Sling your hook. Owen?
Hello. How you doing?
How did we both end up in here?
A couple of mates came and dug us out, I think. How you feeling?
Like a house fell on top of me?
Yeah. Minor bruises, tissue damage, but nothing long term, in case you're wondering. You'll live.
I like the cast.
Yeah. Won't be playing football for a couple of months. A couple of teeth gone too. But hey, cheaper dental fees.
Did it work? Is it gone?
No more pump. Until the next one comes along. How does it feel to be a homeowner then?
Sam here. When can I be discharged?
Well, we'll contact him, I promise. But you've got a lot to discuss.
The small print?
The small print. I don't usually handle this end of things.
Bad news.
You have to stay in the house. For good.
You weren't joking when you called me a homeowner, were you?
Think of it more as a guarantor. You're bonded to it.
Owen, it's almost completely destroyed.
I will do it up. No cost to you, 100%, courtesy of the Crown.
Are you having me on?
I haven't finished yet. When I said that you had to stay there, I meant stay there. If you're away too long, you're in breach of the contract.
How long? How long?
We reckon anywhere more than 96 hours.
I'm supposed to be travelling.
There are mini breaks.
But not to South America. I should have read the sodding small print, shouldn't I?
Hey, you're alive. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Officially, your landlord's left you the place in his will.
I don't even know what his first name is. What if I break the contract? Leave at Sam? Don't come back? Can you stop me?
We can do anything. We'll be watching, though. All the time. To make sure you don't run off.
That sounds a lot like a prison sentence to me.
I'm rubbish at breaking bad news.
Look, it's not so bad. When you think about it, you've got a home, you've got
your boyfriend, you've got your job.
My job? I was only doing it for the money.
Then change careers.
What if I don't want to?
Well, I guess if anyone understands houses, it's you.
Oh, is this it?
Yes. We spoke on the phone. Did you find the place okay? I know it's a little off the beaten track, but still close enough for an easy commute. Do you want to... shall we look around? Here we are. Lot of potential. So it's two bedrooms, officially, though one's on the small side. I like to think of that as bijou. Uh-huh. Probably does need a bit of work, but not that bad for the asking price. Yeah, I'd say it was a doer-upper. Yeah, this place is a real doer-upper.
Are you all right?
Sorry. Lost in thought. You know what? This is an absolute shithole. Let's try to find you something else, huh?
You have been listening to Torchwood, Lease of Life by Aaron Lamont. Owen Harper was played by Bern Gorman. Seren, Luyando Anati Lewis Nyawo. Nye, Angus Yellowlease. And Ellie, Rosalie Craig. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The script editor was Tim Foley. Producer, James Goss. Director, Scott Hancock. And executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay Gallery.
I'm Leander Natty Lewis Nyao, everyone calls me Natty, and I play Seren, a estate agent who has a very rough day.
Claire, it's me. I'm going to be late. You'll have to do the first viewing at Argyle Street. The crap plates. They're students. They won't care. Call me when you get this. Bye.
I'm Bern Gorman. I play O.N. Harper. Medic. Irascible. Snarky. Medic.
You can't leave my room like this. You've torn it apart.
Yeah, sorry. I can't really tell the difference. Bathroom. This one, yeah?
You've all lived with some fairly horrible people. Who's the worst person that both of you have ever lived with?
I lived with six very glamorous girls up in Manchester, and they were the dirtiest, uncleanest people I've ever come across. They were hanging. They didn't clean anything. Not, you know, why should I think it's any different? But it's just I'd never lived with loads of girls before.
I think I live with I'm sort of the oldest in the house, of about like 23-year-olds.
Oh yeah,
and I'm like moving. So I'm like, yeah, I can't do this anymore. I need to go. Like, I had to like cart my TV back into my room and be like, no.
Yeah,
we're gonna hibernate over winter and play video games. So leave me alone. I mean, I'm still like a 6-year-old myself, but you know,
yeah, this is it. It's not like we're any better, is it?
Exactly.
It's like, well, it's just sometimes you just, I don't know about you, Natty, but a lot of actors that I know are kind of, they're extroverts, but they're also, they're introverts who do an extrovert career.
Career.
Do you know what I mean? So when they want their time alone, they really need that time alone.
Like if somebody talks to me at eight o'clock in the morning, I'm like, why? Why?
Before your coffee.
Why would you start a conversation? You see, I've just woken up and I've got headphones on, and then you start talking to me through my headphones. I'm like, well, this is a clear indication that I don't want to have conversations with human beings.
Read the room.
How long did you leave the immersion on? I'll bet you the thermostat's gone again. Why am I the only one to deal with this crap?
One of the things about this year is we've all spent an awful lot more time in our houses. And I imagine there are a few people going, I actually hate the people I live with.
Yeah, and it was weird seeing that in the script, reading it through, going, oh, this is, you know, it's a horrible thing, actually, what she's cursed to do. She's stuck for the rest of her life.
When I said that you had to stay there, I meant stay there. If you're away too long, you're in breach of the contract.
How long? How long?
We reckon anywhere more than 96 hours.
She can't go travelling. I would be very, very annoyed if I couldn't go on international trips.
96 hours. Where does that get you? You could probably get to northern France. Actually, no, you could probably get further than that, couldn't you? But then it's just getting back.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing is, like, you say that the flight is like 2-3 hours, but actually it takes 4 hours to get somewhere, maybe
You're
five.
Right.
It's the 2 hours to get to the airport,
then the
2 hours on the plane, then the hour to get through the airport back to your hotel. Then you, like, you know, no!
Just stay in Cardiff.
I think that's what's so brilliant about the ending, because it's a curse that genuinely makes you start thinking. And I can tell from the two of you, you've actually put some time into going, but this is horrible.
Yeah. I tell you what else was horrible in the script. Has anyone else had the dream of your teeth falling out?
Oh, yeah, I hate that.
Right?
When
we were doing the scenes and I was sort of thinking back to that awful thing where you're... I don't know. Yeah. I think the dreams have meanings, don't they? And I'm sure there's something for... Teeth falling out.
But sort
of anxiety. But that was very visceral descriptions. Congratulations to the writer on that.
My gums are bleeding. My teeth, they're loose.
Oh, God. Owen, look at him.
They're all of them loose.
Oh, God. I liked all the characters, really. Like, I know Anai.
Yeah.
I know the one with the music that's on too loud. I know that person very much, very, very, very well.
You're always going on about my bloody music.
Nye, this really isn't the time.
No, come on. Let's have it. What's wrong with it?
Nothing, really. But does it have to be so loud?
Well, it drowns out you on the phone to him.
And I know the annoying health freak.
Yeah.
Like, who's always up at six.
Virtuous.
Like virtuous cooks
shaming
all of their
us
meals.
All. Yeah.
Always goes for a jog.
I'm going for a run.
Yeah. But it was good. I really enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun today. That was hilarious.
Yeah, it was a blast.
It's a good time. It's a good time.
My name's Angus, and I am playing Nye.
While I've got you.
If it's about the toilet, it isn't me. He's that flatmate that nobody wants. He's probably lived in the flat longer than you have, and... He's the one who kind of doesn't wash up. He leaves everything in. He's the one who, like, just doesn't take his boots off and tramps mud up the stairs. And, yeah, but then at the same time, you know, it's... There's hopefully something slightly likable about him in his ineptness.
Do you ever think what happens to the Nyes of this world? Do they ever grow up?
I think it usually takes quite a sharp shock to make them grow up. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've been maybe not quite a Nye, but I've been pretty close to a Nye.
And, okay, how?
well, just not being very clean. I mean, we'll all go through that place in first year uni when, you know, the grease in the George Foreman is spilling out across the kitchen top and all of that, and you just don't clean it up. But I have changed very much. But it took a wee while.
My name is Rosalie Craig, and I'm playing Ellie.
You haven't got any paracetamol, have you?
Hungover.
I was out last night.
When are you not? Smoking too. Just not in the house, okay?
Ellie, I think, is your typical sort of do-gooder. She's very, very healthy, very fit. She loves exercising, running, and she's always sort of putting people in their place and correcting people. She's squeaky clean, I think Ellie is. Mm.
Is she? She's a bit of a princess, isn't she?
I think she possibly is a bit of a princess, yeah. She really is, yeah. She's the kind of person who everything's always done to perfection, you know, and you're always feeling pretty sort of grubby next to her, that even if you're feeling like you're having a good day, she's having a better day, you know. Not the sort of person you want to bump into when you've got a hangover.
And could you live with somebody like an Ellie?
Oh, well, sometimes you'd think that they'd be quite helpful, wouldn't they? Because they'd oversee everything in a shared living environment. But it might be a bit taxing to live with Ellie. Yet. Unless you were like Ellie, I think you need to be like Ellie. But then you'd probably be quite competitive, because then you'd have to, if she's doing a 6K run, you've got to do a 10K. You've got to do a marathon, basically.
Yeah, and they'd just leave each other notes, wouldn't they? Pins.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Oh yeah, loads of post-it notes. Loads of colour-coded post-it notes. Yeah. Oh.
Exclamation marks and smiles over your eyes.
You know it's true. Yeah.
And what has been your worst ever flat share?
Oh, my gosh. I've had quite a few. My worst ever, it was probably actually, thinking about it, when I was back at drama school and it was in my first year, I lived with a whole variety of people who would sort of come in and out of this sort of flat, this shared flat. And it was in halls of residence, but it was a shared flat. And there was one guy who, this is really gross, he wasn't in the same year as us, but he used to leave the windows open in the shared kitchen. So pigeons would come in. And they used to sort of make nests in the extractor fans. And then one day, and I came in and thought it couldn't get any worse, he was drinking the milk which had gone off in the bin, that was basically just curdled milk straight from it. Yes, I know. Oh. And he used to do this very strange thing. It's terrible, isn't it, gossiping about this? But he used to get our washing out of the laundrette, which was around the corner on campus. You used to get our washing out. You'd go around to the laundrette and he was just going through your washing.
I'm Aaron Lamont and I am the writer of Lease of Life.
And we've all lived in some pretty awful houses. How inspired by true life was the house in Lease of Life?
From various different bits of bobs of living in places. I do remember living in one place where mould was quite literally growing up the outside wall. So it started as if... I can remember very clearly the windows dripping with water and that entire wall being black, which was not fun. I got a chest infection from that place.
And it's not just about buildings, it's also about the people in buildings.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
How many scores did you settle while you were writing this?
Strangely, none. I went out of my way to ensure that I wasn't doing a hatchet job on anybody. I'm actually currently living in shared accommodation, so it wouldn't have felt right to have done that, but there's definitely quite a few archetypes that were played with.
Yeah, can you talk through the archetypes in the house?
So, what have we got in the house? We've got the person who never leaves their room, probably doesn't clean the toilet, doesn't really give a shit or notice what else is going on around them. We have the neurotic one, who is obsessed with making sure that all of the dishes is done, and that everything is clean and everything is organised. Actually, going back to the last question, if I was doing a hatchet job on anybody, it's probably myself, because I currently am that person. And then there's the person who's just there saving up, drifting through. They are not really engaged, don't really care. But, yeah.
So, of all the people, you are the passive-aggressive princess.
I have turned into the passive-aggressive princess.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, that's a confession.
That's definitely where I am at the minute. I am passive-aggressive princess.
And in terms of devising suitable fates, it's quite subtle, but it's like the landlord is eaten by his house.
What is it?
I think you found Mr. Wilkinson.
Oh, no. Oh.
His body is... it's almost completely decomposed.
Yeah. Yeah, either the passive-aggressive princess had to die via taking out of rubbish, but she's constantly in the shower. She's always... yeah, the shower had to kill her.
Yeah, there's a real sort of... There's a sense of slow-moving justice to this. Was it cathartic to write it?
Yes, in many ways. I mean, the script editor that I had, he kept on referring to them as Final Destination deaths, and I was like, this is standard. I have these deaths in everything. It was quite nice being Northern Irish and killing somebody via the immersion heater. That just made me very pleased. It made me incredibly pleased.
Why?
Because I don't think immersion heaters are as much of a thing over here. I'm not sure, but I just remember... I remember being a kid growing up, the two things that never happened. You were always told that you weren't to have the big light on, and you were always asked if you'd left the immersion heater on, because if you left the immersion heater on, then the boiler would run dry.
Immersion, if we're lucky, it even works. Which reminds me, hot water.
This is ringing a bell.
Yeah. So getting that into a script felt very nice.
And the character of Owen, why does this story suit Owen so much?
Does it suit him? I don't know. I mean, I picked Owen mainly because I'm not actually sure if I like him very much. I think Byrne's amazing. I'm not sure if I ever really took to Owen as a character. And that obviously meant that he was the one that I wanted to write to. Sticking it? I don't know. I mean, sticking that character into a house full of people who are quite obnoxious anyway, I can kind of imagine him wanting to bash people's heads off walls and stuff like that. I also kind of wanted... I definitely wanted him to come up against somebody who was kind of almost as obnoxious as he can be sometimes as well. So that was kind of my main... Who's going to cause sparks in this environment? It came to Owen. I can imagine Yanto in that situation, but it would be an entirely different story.
Yes. He would have cleaned,
yeah. He would have turned into the passive-aggressive princess.
And the ending, it's a peculiarly horrible fairy tale ending. When did you come up with it?
I think it was partially there from the beginning, but I know there was an email to Tim where I went, oh no, actually this happens to her, this is entirely the right thing to happen to her. Is it mean? I don't know. I mean, she gets a house out of it.
Yeah,
she can't leave the house, but she gets a house out of it. It's cool, that's fine, I can live with that. Can I? Is it mean? Have I done something horrible to a character?
It is a horrible ending.
Okay. Right, well, I thought I was being nice to her.
It's a living cruelty.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe there's steps to that. I mean, you start off, you know, at the beginning she's going off on her travels and she's renting, but by the end of it she's stuck in purgatory, I suppose. That's a way of putting it. It's what happens to us all, really, isn't it? As soon as you own property, you're stuck with it.
So this is basically a satire on capitalism.
I don't know. Is it? I'm not a particularly political writer. I don't think I'm a particularly political writer. I think it's more about the characters. I hope it's more about the characters. I don't know. You tell me.